Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. For the last several years, the Children's Institute has offered children with special needs an opportunity to learn to ride a bike. The effort calls for volunteers to help run the camp by literally running.
Most of the time it's just like a fast walk, but the transition to the two-wheel bikes, they'll go so much faster with two wheels. I'm Anthony Bonifay, and this is going to be my fourth year I'm volunteering. I usually just bought the rider. And like if they like wobble too far and almost fall, I catch them, motivate them, and then like lead them on. My next door neighbor, she was the previous host, and I needed confirmation hours, and she told me about it. I just liked the program, so I just stuck with it. Just a great program.
My name is Reese Roche, and this is actually my first year being in the program. I saw the video online on iCanShine.org, and I thought the program looked pretty amazing, but obviously I can't teach kids with special needs how to ride bicycles. That's what the people from iCanShine do. So a way I could contribute would be hosting it and kind of organizing it so these kids could get a chance to learn. Hosting it is basically organizing the event. I am partnered with the Chosen Institute of Pittsburgh, and we basically find a place for the riders to go, fundraise, so at the end of the week, each kid can go home with a brand new bicycle and helmet, things like that.
It's a great opportunity to change somebody else's life, just helping somebody else out.
The campers are great. They always come in here super enthusiastic, maybe a little nervous, but they start learning immediately, getting confidence after going on that first roller that is completely stable. It makes you feel really great.
My name is Terry Ann Barker, and my son Nathan Barker is a participant. He's 13 years old and has Down syndrome. We live in a great neighborhood with a lot of kids, and Nathan has a brother and a sister, and they'll play outside. But there are times when everyone gets on their bikes and maybe just drives down the road, and I feel like he's a little bit left behind with that. So I'm hoping that the skills that he learned through the camp will enable him to participate more with that. I'm looking down the road at what's to come, and being able to ride a bike would be just a great source of transportation for him. If we would live in a community where he can easily get to work, it's just giving him more independence. Having the peers, having the volunteers in there that are around his age is huge, because he's a middle schooler. You know, it's not so cool, even if you have a disability, to be with your parents all the time and listening to what they're saying. But having the boys in there that are helping him is probably what's going to make this successful for him.
Well, I'm Gigi Ortiz. My son's name is Paul Ortiz, and he's been learning how to bike. He never really had a chance to bike. He does PT, and he has a hard time balancing. And this, just the second day, and I saw him balance, and that's very amazing. I'm really happy. He's going to be able to join his friends or family biking, and he'll gain more self-confidence and self-esteem.
When I started riding a bicycle, it was one of those things that was kind of life-changing for me. It was, you know, I've accomplished this. It was something big in your life. And I would love to share that experience with someone else.
To learn more about Anthony Bonifate and Reese Roche, go to our website, wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, nominate someone who you think is having a positive impact on our community.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA Celebrates People Making a Difference. UPMC. Life-changing medicine.